Gracias, Heavenly Father.
Padre Celestial.
We come to you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
Venimos a ti en el precioso nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Hear the words of our hearts.
Dar las palabras de nuestros corazones.
We lift them up to you tonight.
Estamos a ti.
Sitting at your feet, we just said it, and it's the truth, Lord.
Lo cual es la verdad.
It's where we feel complete.
Nos sentimos completos.
In your presence,
en tu presencia,
at your feet,
a tus pies.
That means
decir,
you are our King.
Tú eres nuestro rey.
You are the one that speaks.
Tú eres el que habla.
We are the one that hears.
Somos los que escuchamos.
You are the one that directs.
Tú eres el que dirige.
We are the one that obeys.
Somos nosotros los que obedecemos.
We are here tonight, even now, at your feet,
estamos
Lord.
Aquí hoy, en esta noche, aún ahorita, a tus pies.
Take your place
tu lugar,
as we take ours, Lord.
Conforme tomamos el nuestro.
Please, Lord,
Señor,
work that thing out in us
obra esa cosa en nosotros,
that truly gives you the preeminence.
Que verdaderamente te da la preeminencia,
King
rey,
over a kingdom.
De un reino,
King over his subjects.
Rey sobre sus súbditos.
And Lord, when we find ourselves in that position,
cuando nos encontramos nosotros en esa posición,
we find ourselves ready to hear.
Nos encontramos listos para escuchar.
Yours is the voice of authority.
Tuya es la voz de autoridad.
We have heard in this day the voice of the judge.
Hemos escuchado en ese día la voz del juez.
We bow before it, Lord.
Nos inclinamos delante de ella.
And know that word is life.
Saber que esa palabra es vida,
to bring your life into us.
Para traer tu vida dentro de nosotros.
So help us to be there in that place with you tonight, right now.
Ayúdanos a tener en ese lugar hoy en esta noche, ahorita mismo.
Father, we ask it in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
En el precioso nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. May be
seated. Se puede sentar.
Thank you, musicians.
Gracias, músico.
Thanks for the special name.
Right. Gracias por el especial name.
What we're going to be talking about tonight. Exactly. Everybody okay?
Todo bien?
Gonna get into some more scripture tonight, of course.
Algunas escrituras más en esta noche.
Let's get right there. So,
entonces,
here's our thought.
Aquí está nuestro pensamiento.
So you know where we're headed and what we're doing.
Para que usted sepa dónde vamos y qué estamos haciendo.
Eternal life is seen.
Vida eterna es vista.
And given.
Y dada.
Okay.
Está bien.
That's the truth.
¿No es esa la verdad?
Something in the bride of Christ, the elect of God,
novia de Cristo, el elegido,
sees eternity in a non-eternal vessel.
Mira eternidad en un vaso no eterno.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And that's why Jesus said to his disciples,
es lo que Jesús le dijo a sus discípulos,
it is given to you
to know el saber
what I don't give to others,
lo que no le doy a otros,
because they can't see.
Porque ellos no pueden mirar.
But blessed are your eyes. For they see.
Porque ellos ven.
What do they see?
Que ellos miran.
What was he referring to there?
A lo que se estaba refiriendo con ellos.
What was he referring to? He says, blessed are your eyes. You
que
see something.
Aún, orando por,
what did the other people see?
¿Qué es lo que la otra gente mira?
A man.
Un hombre.
Who don't know who he is. Don't know what he is.
No saben quién es. No saben lo que es.
Don't know where he came from, don't know
no
where he's going.
Dónde vino y no sabe, no sabe nada.
Some things that he says sound interesting.
Algunas cosas que él dijo, algunas interesantes.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Some call him Beelzebub.
Algunos lo llamaban Beelzebub.
Some hear Jeremiah, Elijah, some
otros
this, some that.
Era Jeremías, Elías, o esto, o aquello, o lo otro.
But what came to one,
pero el que vino a uno,
came to all
el que
of
vino
them.
A Juan.
Correct? What came to one of them
el que vino a uno de ellos,
came to all of them.
Vino a todos ellos.
Thou art the Christ, The Son of the Living
Cristo,
God.
El Hijo de Dios viviente.
Right? Well, one came, what came to one, let this be an encouragement to us all, you know?
Okay.
They all didn't receive him, and they all didn't see him at the same time, but they all came there. Okay. And that's the same way.
Y es de la misma manera.
Okay, blessed are you, your eyes.
Son sus ojos.
And I believe
yo creo,
you can make the connection in your head, but in your heart.
Hacer su conexión
it's because they saw
es por causa de lo que ellos miraron,
that gave them hearing.
Que les dio el escuchar, oídos.
Okay, because what they saw was
lo que ellos miraron,
this is the voice
era,
of authority. This is the voice of God here in flesh.
Era Dios
the Son of
carne.
God. Okay.
El Hijo de Dios.
And they knew
y ellos sabían,
this is it. This is somebody
es
I can listen to.
Este
somebody I have to listen
escuchar.
To. And I think
y pienso,
it takes you right to the third pull.
Que nos lleva directamente al tercer jalón.
In John chapter 6.
En Juan 6.
When Peter, when they all left him.
Cuando todos lo dejaron.
Third pull talk.
Jalón. Mm.
And what about you? And Peter said, well, where would we go?
Y Pedro dijo, ¿a dónde iremos?
Well, we never saw miracles like this.
Bueno, nunca antes habíamos mirado milagros de esta manera.
It's not what he said, is it?
No fue lo que dijo.
He didn't refer
él no se refirió
to the supernatural at all.
A lo supernatural
he referred
para nada.
To a different kind of supernatural.
Él se refirió a algo totalmente diferente, supernatural.
And this is the third pull happening inside Peter. And again, what happened in Peter, what happened inside of Peter,
lo que pasó dentro de Pedro,
happened to all of them, is that true?
Que pasó a todos ellos, no sé si es la verdad.
So they all had the revelation.
Todos tenían la revelación.
Okay, you have the words of what?
Y tienen las palabras de qué?
Okay, so blessed are your eyes for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear, and your seeing gives you your hearing. And it comes to all of us different places, different times. Okay. Now, here we're referring, and we'll go right there. Eternal life is seen and given by seeing His glory. Now, you can't say those words
usted no puede decir esas palabras
and read the words in John 17,
y leer las palabras en Juan 17
without knowing
saber,
I can't have that without seeing God manifest.
No puedo tener, al menos que haya visto a Dios manifestado.
No.
Ahora.
So that brings us to the message of the hour, doesn't
nos
it?
El mensaje de la hora.
This day,
este día,
okay, these scriptures have been fulfilled.
Estas escrituras han sido cumplidas.
So,
entonces,
you can't have these things without having the message.
Usted no puede tener estas cosas sin tener el
okay.
Mensaje.
So here we are.
So aquí nos encontramos
where we've been.
Donde hemos estado.
Okay, these wonderful, glorious words of life.
Estas glorias,
would you stand with me?
Palabras de gloria.
And we'll use this for our text.
Usaremos esto para nuestro texto.
So, these words spake Jesus,
estas cosas habló Jesús,
and he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said,
los ojos al cielo, dijo,
Father, the hour has come.
La Padre, la hora ha llegado.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
At the hour of his supreme sacrifice,
a la hora de su, su sacrificio
total
supremo,
death to self,
totalmente muerto al
I
finito,
can see why his heart is crying out to the Father, this is the time. I need you to glorify me.
Puedo mirar en este tiempo que cuando él dijo,
I need you to manifest who I am,
glorifiques. Necesito que tú
what I'm here for,
para qué estoy yo aquí,
okay, and
bien?
Without any questions
¿y sin preguntas?
That can be given by Satan or anybody. Okay, so
no puede ser
glorify thy son
nadie.
Now here,
ahora aquí.
Okay, if the son is glorified, the son will glorify thee.
Y el Hijo es glorificado, el Hijo te glorificará.
As there's that word, it has a connection there.
Y hay una conexión ahí.
Okay, as you have given him power over all flesh,
conforme le has dado poder sobre toda carne,
that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him.
Sobre toda carne, para que él dé vida eterna a todos los que tú le diste.
And through this all,
a través de todo esto,
they are going to know something.
De ellos van a saber algo.
And this is life eternal.
Y esta es vida eterna.
That they might know thee, the only true God.
Que te conozcan a ti, el único Dios verdadero.
And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Okay,
thanks. You may be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
I'm blessed to hear that the young people got together today. God bless you, Stephen, for yielding yourself. All was well. What's that? Awesome? Hallelujah. Love it. Okay. Let's go on.
Vamos a continuar.
Okay. He said, glorify thy son.
Dice, glorifica a tu hijo.
And so we ask the question, what is that?
Again. Pregunta, ¿qué es eso?
Okay. This is from the Vines Dictionary on New Testament Words.
Palabras, esto es del Nuevo Testamento. Palabras.
And that's, so this is the New Testament.
Es el Nuevo Testamento.
The manifestation of all that he is and has, all that God
la manifestación
is and has.
De todo okay? Lo que Dios es y tiene.
So how can you see glory? How can there be glory without something in his word and spirit and nature has to be manifest?
Tiene que ser manifestado para
so poder here we are with the message of the hour.
Aquí
and how critical it is in this day.
Tan crítico es en este día.
Now in the Old Testament,
ahora, en el Viejo Testamento,
it was simply a word called weight.
Era
isn't that interesting?
Una palabra,
okay.
Llamada peso.
And if you look and see that,
si usted mira,
it was simply a tangible
era tan solo
materialization or a physical evidence of his presence.
O algo físico de su okay. Presencia. ¿Está bien?
So you look in 1 Kings chapter 8,
Primera de Reyes,
when
capítulo 8.
Solomon dedicated the temple.
Cuando Salomón dedicó el templo.
And you all know the story there.
Y todos ustedes conocen la historia ahí.
What happened?
¿Qué pasó?
The priest came out of the whole, most holy place.
El sacerdote salió del lugar.
And what happened? A cloud was there.
Una nube estaba ahí.
And the weight.
Y el peso.
Okay, it wasn't just, oh, gee, that's a nice cloud.
No era, oh, qué bonita nube.
That cloud had something inside of it that was so powerful that it affected everything around it. So when they saw this cloud, it wasn't, oh, what a pretty cloud. That's nice.
Eso es bonito.
Gee, no, they couldn't even stand. They couldn't even minister. Okay. They were totally. Do you see that weight of his presence?
Mirar ese peso de su presencia.
Now I want you to bring that forward.
Ahora, quiero que traiga esto hacia adelante.
Because I truly believe that's what Jesus carried with him.
Que eso es lo que Jesucristo okay. Llevaba con él.
He carried with him that weight of the presence of all that he was.
De la presencia de todo okay. Lo que era. ¿Está bien?
Even people couldn't understand it.
La gente no lo podía entender.
So,
entonces,
whenever.
Cuando quiera que sea.
I think that's what he's waiting to see in us.
Creo que eso es lo que él está esperando.
And already, I believe.
Ya, creo.
Tell me, you guys in the workplace.
Ustedes, en el lugar del trabajo.
Okay.
Ustedes,
they change their subject or what they're talking about when you're present. Is that right?
Su tema huh? De lo que están hablando cuando está su presencia ahí.
All of a sudden, if they're telling dirty jokes and you walk in the room. You can feel the atmosphere changing.
Ellos están hablando, haciendo bromas, y usted entra al cuarto,
and you don't realize it yet, but you're already doing that.
Usted no, también no realiza, pero usted
okay,
está
I believe that the presence
creo
of the Holy Spirit in
del Espíritu
us
Santo en nosotros
affects those around us.
Afecta a aquellos alrededor de nosotros.
Jamie, how many people have you testified at work and
gente has testificado
come to you about different things and here, pray for me, I'm dying of cancer, and all of a sudden there it is.
Okay?
And we don't recognize this, but it's truly there and it's truly part of, and I believe this aspect in us is growing all the time.
Está creciendo todo el tiempo.
Okay?
Está bien.
The weight of his presence.
El peso de su presencia.
And so, I look at Jesus.
Mira a Jesús.
Whoever he was around,
donde quiera que él se encontraba,
everybody gathered around him.
Todos se juntaban alrededor
right?
De él.
Correcto. Why?
¿Por qué?
Because of this.
Por causa de esto.
There was something in
había
him, in his being, that
su ser que
the Spirit.
El Espíritu.
Did something in the hearts of the people
hizo algo en el corazón de la gente.
That demanded from them, even though they couldn't understand, respect towards that vessel.
Right? Por eso, su presencia.
Okay, so entonces, when he went
él fue,
to eat with the publicans, people that went to the bars.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Cuando él iba a estos lugares públicos,
okay,
bares o cosas right. así,
I believe he didn't just go to have a good time.
Yo no creo que tan solo iba a tener un buen
I believe
tiempo.
This was what was going on.
Creo que esto es lo que estaba pasando.
And I believe that he changed the atmosphere of everything around him.
Cambió la atmósfera de todo okay. alrededor de él. O
sea, and I believe that was that supernatural presence, that weight of God,
presencia supernatural, el peso
even
de
though
Dios.
Unrecognized, it was felt.
Aunque se reconoció,
and
cayó.
Even though it was
se sintió.
Not recognized, it was felt.
Que no se reconoció,
but eso, the effect of it was very powerful.
Se sintió, pero el efecto okay. era muy poderoso.
So,
entonces,
interesting things here.
Cosas interesantes aquí.
What is glory?
¿Qué es gloria?
Why did Jesus say,
¿por qué Jesús dijo,
is he saying, I need to be manifest
necesito
all the truth of I am? Not my man part, but everything, the eternal
soy.
Part.
No, hombre, no la parte del hombre, pero todo.
Correct?
La parte
okay.
eterna.
Because the Father has given him power over all flesh.
Padre le ha dado poder sobre toda
now,
carne.
See that?
¿Ve usted eso?
See that power over all flesh?
Poder sobre
there's
toda
that weight.
¿Qué es ese peso?
Unrecognized, un,
no
you know,
usted sabe?
Maybe misunderstood, ununderstood, all these things. But the power over flesh was there.
Pero el poder sobre la carne estaba ahí.
Okay, and the purpose of his power is to give eternal life to them that are given.
Dar vida eterna a aquellos que el padre le había dado.
Okay, you está with bien. Me? So, we go,
conmigo,
so we go to the next. So
vamos a la siguiente.
And I keep bringing this forward to this day because what he says next
día, porque lo que dice en,
unfolds entonces, his work for us to us today. This is exactly
ahora,
what the Holy Spirit,
hoy,
this is what's going
Santo,
on, this is where we're at,
pasando, es donde nos
and this is what has happened to me and you by the Spirit of God in this day.
El Espíritu de Dios
okay.
en este día. ¿Está bien?
In the, there's an absolute omega to this. Now, I have an EF, and that's six. And I,
tengo una,
I'm conscious
seis.
Of those things. Brother Branham always says, watch
hermano.
Your numbers, right?
El hermano Branham dice, ya todo el tiempo, mire sus números.
I should have put EFG. And five, verse five should have been one, but I wanted to categorize for just the things that are affecting the subject.
Afectando el tema.
So number one.
Número uno.
I have glorified thee on the earth.
Te he glorificado en la tierra.
Has that happened? Has the Son of Man been glorified on the earth? Has he been manifested
ha sido,
of what he is and has? True?
¿Verdad?
Okay.
Está bien.
Now, I have finished the work.
He acabado la obra.
Was that done? Was the Son of Man ministry finished? I believe it was.
He said it was. Acabado? Yo lo creo.
I finished the work. That work was that glorification.
Esa obra era la glorificación.
That manifestation of what he is and has.
Manifestación de lo que él okay. es y tiene.
And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Ahora pues, Padre, glorifícame tú al lado tuyo con aquella gloria que tuve contigo antes que el mundo fuese.
Now that's Logos.
Ahora eso es Logos.
That's what he was before the world began.
In
the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God.
La palabra estaba
the Word con Dios. Was God.
Y la palabra era Dios.
And that was pure God.
Y eso era Dios puro.
No humanity mixed
no
in, no humanity.
Nada humano.
So entonces, here he's saying, this is what I need
diciendo,
in this hour.
Es lo que yo necesito en
and
esta
we've
hora.
Talked about that before, so we'll go on to verse 6, which is the third part. When he glorified the Lord, what did he do? Here's the answer. I glorified thee. I finished the work. I manifested your name. So the works and everything that he did manifested his name, manifested the Father's name. And I think this is so interesting. Of all the world and all the multitudes, all the thousands that saw the miracles, that heard his words, Only to a few did he manifest the name.
Solo un par de ellos se manifestó.
Now, you can say, what kind of a God is this? He is a God, a perfect God.
Él es un Dios perfecto.
And he has done the same to me and you. He's manifested his name to you, the menu he given him out of the world. And look at that. Look at D.
Mire D.
They were yours.
Ellos eran tuyos. They were.
And look at what the next phrase is.
Mira la siguiente frase es.
Those that are yours, you gave them.
Aquellos que eran tuyos, tú me los
you gave
distes.
Them me.
Tú me los distes.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So when you come to this message and you go beyond the veil
usted llega a este mensaje, usted va
and
más
you
allá
say,
del
this
velo.
Is the mystery of Jesus dice, Christ.
Es el misterio de Jesucristo.
Okay, this is the manifestation
es
of
la
Jesus Christ.
De Jesucristo.
Brother Branham really didn't have anything to do with it.
El hermano Branham realmente no tuvo nada que ver
it
con
wasn't
ello.
His desire, it
y
wasn't
no era
his
su deseo,
will.
No era su voluntad.
As he said, I was only standing there when he
como
came
dijo,
down.
Yo estaba ahí parado cuando él bajó.
Right? I was only a voice that he used.
Era tan solo una voz que él usó.
So here he comes to you in this day and he says,
día,
Leonor, I'm giving you him.
Dice, yo no te da.
I'm giving you him. I'm giving you the Son of Man. I'm giving you the Holy Spirit manifest in this day.
Manifestado en este día.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
And guess what?
¿Sabe qué?
It's the same as the disciples.
Es lo mismo que los discípulos.
Because of what they saw.
Por causa de lo que ellos miraron.
Because of what's registered inside of their hearts.
Por lo que
the result was F.
El resultado fue el F.
Blessed are your eyes, for they see. And because of what you see, you are something. I have to hear this. They have kept thy word. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, it's everything today is right there. You see it, how it is today? Making sense?
Okay.
Here we go. All right, 2 points.
Dos puntos.
To proceed forward.
Para continuar hacia adelante.
Glory.
Gloria.
That's our focus.
Ese es nuestro enfoque.
So, in all the denominational churches,
en todas las iglesias denominacionales,
Romans 3:23 is part
Romano
of the
23, es parte,
four spiritual laws. Right?
El espíritu del deseo, ¿correcto?
And that's why you repent and come to Jesus, okay? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. John, you've heard that over and over, right? For all of sin. What does that mean? Did you ever ask anybody that said that to you? What do you mean by that? Yeah, well, what Paul is saying, we've all come short of what Adam was. Adam was the expression, the manifestation of God, was he not? What is redemption doing? Taking us back.
Okay.
So that's the next line. 2 points. We've all sinned. We've all come short of what Adam was. But the good news, our Redeemer's taken us back. To that glory. To that glory of... glory of God by seeing his glory.
Gloria a Dios a través de mirar su gloria.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And here's where we're going into.
Aquí es donde vamos
but first we got to go to this scripture, Hebrews 2:10, for it became him.
Hebreos 2:10.
For whom all things and by whom are all things. Hebrews 2:10. Uh-huh.
For it became him.
Go ahead.
That again in English.
For it became him, for whom are all things and by whom
por quien todas
are
las
all
cosas
things.
Y por quien todas las cosas,
in bringing many sons to what?
Y trayendo muchos hijos a qué?
Okay, so we've come short of the glory,
gloria.
But he's bringing us to glory.
Entonces, cortos de gloria, pero venimos a la gloria.
Okay. Good news?
Buenas, buenas.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Been bringing many sons to glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
Ser el autor de la salvación de ellos.
So,
entonces,
what's our subject? Glory.
En nuestro tema,
okay,
gloria.
Eternal life seen and given by seen his glory.
Y dada a través de mirar su gloria.
Now, ahora, next, I want you to open your Bibles with me, please. Because there's a couple scriptures that I don't have up there. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2,
Segundo de Corintios capítulo 2.
Okay. And that's where we'll go next.
Y ahí es donde vamos. Enseguida.
Oh. All right. 2 Corinthians 2.
2 Corinthians 2.
What I want us to see in this chapter,
lo que quiero que veamos en este capítulo,
is like so many things in the Bible.
Es como tantas cosas en la Biblia.
Things are never done by God in perfect conditions.
Okay. Hechos por Dios en condiciones perfectas.
And you'd say, well,
dice, bueno,
God is moving, so
Dios está moviendo.
I'm perfect and you're perfect and soy our conditions perfecto, are perfect perfecto, and nobody's perfect perfecto. And we're all a mess, right? And we live in worlds that are a mess.
Somos todos un enredo.
And sometimes we feel like we're total messes and everything.
Nos sentimos, somos un total enredo.
So here,
so aquí,
something's born out of this condition that's not perfect.
Algo que es nacido así, que no es perfecto.
So here he is in the Corinthians,
aquí está
the second chapter.
El segundo capítulo.
And you know the first chapter, Brother Branham calls this Corinthians Book of Corrections, right?
El hermano Branham le llama este libro de Corintios el libro de
and
corrections.
Other places he says he really couldn't teach him much like he could the Ephesian church, right?
No puede enseñar that? Mucho ahí como con los Efesios.
So what would we maybe say, hey, their lives weren't all
digamos,
perfectly together, I like your specs there, bro.
Vidas estaban como perfectas, me gusta el respeto.
Okay. And so,
entonces,
look at in chapter 2, and I don't have this, but if you have
pero si usted tiene,
your Bibles open.
Sus Biblias abiertas.
Okay. Chapter 2, no, let's go to 3 and 4.
Vamos a ver.
Here's the conditions. Not
así
great.
Las condiciones. No
not
son
fun. Not happy. So.
No contentos.
I think there's something in our brains. We always have to, if I'm going to be growing in Christ and God is doing a work and he's moving in my heart, then how can he do it when things are not right, in a mess? That's this life down here, okay? Okay, look at verse 3. And I wrote the same unto you, lest when I came I should have sorrow from them whom I ought to have rejoiced. Yeah. Hey, you're not where you should be, guys. But look at the next words.
Pero mire las siguientes palabras.
Having confidence. God's going to do it. Don't worry.
Having
confidence in you all
en vosotros, Dios
that
va a
my joy is the
todos.
Joy of,
que
or out of my, oh, look at this.
Oh, mire usted esto. Que mi gozo es el,
here's where he's, this is the heart of Paul.
Este es el corazón
out of
de
much
Pablo.
Affliction.
Fuera de mi aflicción,
an anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears.
Corazón, derramé muchas lágrimas.
Okay? Not that you should be grieved, but that you might know
no,
the love which I have.
Que,
more, isn't that beautiful?
Que saber de lo que
it's
yo
not
tengo.
Good.
No,
you're
no,
not
no
good,
bien.
I'm not good,
ustedes
things
no
are a
bien.
Mess,
yo
but I got
bien.
Confidence.
Están, son alrededor, pero tengo
okay?
Confianza.
And in that confidence is my love confianza. For you. God's going to do it.
Dios lo va
hey.
A hacer.
Right?
Correcto.
And I think it's important for us to keep these things in our minds
que nosotros mantengamos estos
and in our hearts. Okay,
en nuestros corazones.
Now, with that background,
con eso,
we're talking about Christ.
Estamos hablando de Cristo.
We're talking about glory.
Estamos hablando de gloria.
So read that top sentence out loud with me.
Lea
Christ
entonces,
is God manifest in human flesh,
Cristo es
and
Dios
that is
en
glory
humana,
displayed.
Y esa es gloria mostrada, vista.
True? So it's in you. So when you go into your board meetings or you go into your office and everybody changes their conversation, they feel something that even you might not feel. But they know I cannot talk the same way around that I did before. I have to watch my language, I have to change the subject. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Right? So something's going on when you don't even realize it. And here we see this. What is going on? And here's what's going on in the spiritual realm. Okay? Not in a perfect condition. Oh, there was one more verse. I wanted you to read verse 13. Yeah, go back to that. I had no rest in my spirit.
No tengo descanso en mi espíritu.
Where's Titus? I don't know where he is. What's happened to him? Is he okay?
¿Está él bien?
Huh? So he has problems in the church. He has problems in his heart. He is looking and telling the people, hey, things aren't good, but I got confidence and my love is there from the love of God, and God's going to work all these things out. And I went expecting to see my brother Titus, and he's not there, and nothing's right. I like that. So now we go to the next verse. So here, it's in this atmosphere that he's saying these words. That's what I wanted you to see. It's in this atmosphere that he now says this. Now, thanks be to God, which causes us to what? Triumph. Through all of that, he says, God's going to cause us all to triumph. I bet you guys needed some of this tonight, didn't you? I did. Okay.
¿Está bien?
Everything triumphing in Christ doesn't look like I'm triumphing in Christ. It might not appear that way. I might have sorrow in heart. I might have burdens I'm carrying. I might have troubles around me. We go above that. God's going to cause us to triumph in Christ. And I love this. Now, he's taking you a little higher. God makes, so he said, thanks to God, makes us, who makes us. God is making us, making manifest. See that word savor? I have it. This is the Greek translation of that Greek word. Fragrance. Okay? God is saying, he's making the fragrance of his knowledge by us in every place. Okay, look what he says in Acts chapter 13. Do you remember? I am here for the light of salvation, right? Remember what he said, Isaiah, quoting Isaiah 49 there? He knew who he was. We need to know who we are. We need to know, even if you don't feel it sometimes, okay, the weight of his glory is inside in you and affecting the lives of others because they act different around you. I think that's quite beautiful, don't you? So here he goes on. Let me say it again. And makes manifest the savor, the fragrance of his knowledge. Who gave them the knowledge? Paul. By what? By what he was preaching. Now, look at this. Look at the next five words. Say them out loud with me. For we are unto God. What is he saying? This is how God sees me. Isn't that beautiful? This is how God sees me. For we are unto God a what? The fragrance of Christ.
La fragrancia de Cristo, el olor de Cristo.
How would you like the Holy Spirit to come down and say that? Wouldn't that make it? Hey, Pete, just want you to know you're the fragrance of Christ.
Pedro,
Mike, isn't that just beautiful? So something's going on in a realm that goes far above human reasoning and human things in a condition that's not great and it's not what we would say, hey, how can something good happen out of this? Everything is a mess. We go above that. That's where Paul was. Let's read verse 15 again. For we are unto God a sweet fragrance of Christ. In other words, God is saying, I'm looking at you, Stephen, and you're the fragrance of Christ. Sam, huh, in the world. Isn't that amazing? Wow. So there's some glory happening here. The manifestation of the Spirit of God. And we'll see that in the next verses. Okay. For we are unto God a sweet fragrance of Christ in them that are saved and them that perish. To the one we are a savor of death unto death and the next savor of life unto life.
Olor de vida para vida.
Okay. Now, you know,
usted sabe,
okay, I'm skipping some verses and people, well, even me, I'm struggling. Why did I? You're missing the most important part, Hoffman.
You know, parte más importante,
you got your Bibles there? Chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. You are our epistles written in our hearts. Isn't that beautiful? Do you hear what he said? Where were you written?
Son cartas de Cristo.
In the heart of Paul. Where were you written today? In the heart of William Branham.
En el corazón de William
Branham. Had his heart to bring his word, and that word that was in him was so precious.
Esa palabra que
and now it's coming out to you, and you're
ahora
bearing.
Está viniendo a usted. Y usted okay. Le está llevando, usted le está tratando.
For as much as they are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, you are the letter of Christ written.
Ustedes son la carta de Cristo
written by
escrita.
Who?
Escrita the apostles. Los apóstoles.
Okay. By what? The Spirit of the living God. Okay, now here he goes on, and he breaks into Exodus 34. If you want to write that down and check it later. And he's comparing two ministries, and he's comparing himself with Moses. Now the rest of the chapter, everything here, everything in the rest of the chapter is glory, 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 glory.
Okay,
so that's why I went from John 17, verses 1 to 3. We had to see 2 Corinthians 3. Moses in Exodus 34 goes up to receive the second set of tablets. He goes actually in the morning. And he's coming back. And when he comes back, something's happened.
Algo está pasando.
But he doesn't know it. Isn't that interesting?
Pero no lo sabía. ¿No es interesante?
He has no idea what it is.
Él no tenía idea qué es lo
and
que
the people
pasando.
Are looking at him and
la gente lo está mirando.
He notices fear in their eyes and
notan el temor en sus
what's
ojos.
Going on with you guys?
¿Qué está pasando con
well,
ustedes?
You don't realize it, but your face is shining. He didn't know it.
Él no lo realizó, pero su cara estaba brillando.
There again, God was manifesting himself,
Dios estaba manifestando
proving mismo. That he had been. Oh, here I got it.
Oh, aquí está.
Okay, here it is. Comparing a comparison of ministries, Moses and Paul.
Comparación de ministerios, Moses
and
Pablo.
And what Paul is saying, what okay, is being
Pablo
born in you.
Lo que es. Escrito y nacido en ti,
is proof of who is working through us.
Es prueba de quién está obrando a través de nosotros, los
okay?
apóstoles.
So ¿sabes? What is being born in you
lo que está siendo nacido
is
usted,
proof of who was operating
de quién,
through the vessel of William Branham
través,
in this day,
hoy en día,
who would have rather been a trapper. He said, I was William only Branham. Standing there. I would rather be a trapper, right? God says,
Dios dice,
mind your own business. I'm going to use you whether you like it or not. Is that the truth?
Te gusta o no,
yeah.
Lo que le dije al hermano Branham.
What if he says the same to you?
¿Qué si le dice usted okay. lo mismo?
And you are lights in this world to do the same. Okay. So here,
aquí.
We go to 2 Corinthians 3.
Segundo de Corintios 3.
And we're talking, he's talking again, him and Moses.
Él, Moisés.
And he says, well,
bueno,
who am I to compare myself with Moses?
¿Quién soy yo para compararme con Moisés?
And here is the, again, along with 1 Thessalonians 1, 2, and 3. These are wonderful passages for any of you who are in ministry to model yourself. Okay. Do I commend myself? Do, what does that mean? What does it mean, do I commend myself?
¿Qué significa esto?
Do I need to recommend me? Do I need something from myself? Hey, you guys, you should listen to me because... And we would all run the other direction, wouldn't we? Okay. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation? Okay, do I need to say, hey, you know, I'm a good representation of the...
Yeah.
Okay, well, and what is he telling them?
¿Qué es lo que él está
go
diciendo?
Beyond all of that.
Vayan más allá de todo eso.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
It's what is happening in his you is proof of what has happened in me.
Es lo que está pasando en tus judíos, prueba de lo que me está pasando.
Do you hear what I said?
¿Escuché lo que estoy diciendo?
I want you to take this personally
quiero que tome usted
to those around you.
Aquellos alrededor de usted.
Okay, when
usted,
you say that weight of glory and you go
dice,
to the workplace.
Este gloria, usted ve al lugar de trabajo.
And I know all of us have experienced because I've heard of you all talk about it and we all do. It's evident, right?
Es evidente.
Our presence in the world changes the atmosphere of the world.
Cambia la atmósfera del mundo.
Jesus' atmosphere,
la atmósfera de Jesús,
in that party of the publicans, I bet, changed everything in an instant.
Right? Públicos, cambiaba la atmósfera.
He did speaking to the multitude, changed the atmosphere of the whole multitude. Okay.
Hablando de la multitud, cambiando.
So Paul says, no, let's go above. I don't need to commend myself.
No necesito recomendarme yo mismo.
You need proof.
Tú necesitas prueba
of who I am.
De quien yo soy.
And the proof is you.
Y la prueba eres tú.
Now, could we all say that?
Ahora podemos todos decir eso.
For as much as you are manifestly to be declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us. Okay, you are, what does that word manifestly declared? Why is that word manifestly?
Declarado.
What are we talking about?
¿De qué estamos hablando?
Glory. What is glory? Gloria, the Spirit gloria. Manifested
el
somewhere,
Espíritu
right?
Se manifestó de alguna
you
manera.
Are manifestly declared to be.
Ustedes han manifestado que son,
it's not what you say.
No es lo que usted dice.
It is what is emanating out from you.
Lo que está emanando fuera okay? De usted. Eso es correcto.
Is that true, Stephen? It's not what I say, David.
No es lo que yo digo,
it's what's David. Emanating es out in your workplace and all around.
Ti.
And you are manifestly declared to be a letter of Christ.
Declarado que eres una carta de Cristo.
True?
¿Verdad?
Beautiful, isn't it?
Hermoso, ¿no es así?
Ministered by who?
Ministrado por quién?
You are bearing the ministry of William Branham and all of his labors. You are bearing it in your life.
Usted está llevando todo lo que
not by what you say, but what is emanating out from you.
Le dio a usted.
Okay, written, there you go.
Aquí está.
It's not because you've read books.
No es porque usted lee libros.
Written not with ink, but with the what? Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone,
no con tinta, sino con el Espíritu
but in tables of the heart.
No en tablas de piedra,
and
sino en
such
tablas de
trust
de corazón.
Have we through Christ
y tal confianza tenemos
to God.
Cristo para con Dios.
Isn't that beautiful? Look at that statement.
Mira esa declaración.
My trust is through Christ. This is obedience to the Spirit of God. In me, to sacrifice my life to give to you his word. That's what it is. Holiness cannot be without sacrifice, right? Okay, obedient sons have to be through sacrificial giving themselves over. But in fleshly tables, okay. And such we have through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves.
No que seamos suficientes con nosotros de
I love that.
Mismos. Yo amo
hey,
eso.
I can't look at myself and say I'm sufficient of anything.
No puedo mirarme a mí mismo y decir que soy suficiente.
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything
no
of ourselves.
Competente por nosotros mismos,
but our sufficiency is of God. Love
pero
that.
Competente
true ministry.
Con Dios, verdadero ministerio.
Okay, so what Paul's saying is the same as Galatians 2:20, not me, but Christ.
No yo, más Cristo en mí.
Okay, now,
ahora,
here he goes to Moses.
Aquí va Moisés.
What was Moses coming down with?
¿Qué es, con
tables.
Que estaba bajando Moisés?
Okay.
Las tabletas.
Tablets.
Tabletas.
Second, it's the second pair of the commandments.
Los
what does, okay, what is all the scripture? Okay. He came down, and because he had been in the presence of God, and he had proof that what he has given them was from God, but what he was giving them from God, it was glorious. In this aspect, that it was from God. So he's saying, if he brought something to you, but what he brought to you was from God, it was glorious, but it didn't do anything for you. It condemned you. So how can you compare that with what God is doing through this human vessel of the apostles, the sent ones of God? You with me here? Okay, so here we go. But if the ministration of death, there it is, was Moses ministering death? That's what it says. But if the ministration of death, Nobody could keep the law. These were the commandments. Everybody was guilty under the law. True? Okay. So Moses, even though he had glory, he was ministering death. Written, engraven in stones was glorious. Okay, there it is. The ministration of death was glorious. So that the children could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance. But Moses had to have that authority. This, even though it's a ministration of death, this is from God. This is not me. This is not my idea. This is not my summary of anything. This is not my thinking. This is from God. You with me? Wait. Wait. Came from God. Glory. Okay. Okay. Behold the face of Moses for the glory of the count, which glory was to be done away with. How shall not the... Okay. Ministration, I love this.
Ministración, yo amo esto.
What's he saying there, the ministration of the Spirit?
¿Qué está diciendo la administración del Espíritu?
What was that ministration of the Spirit?
¿Qué era esa administración del Espíritu?
It was the ministry of Paul.
El ministerio de Pablo.
What did Paul say? I'm preaching a good sermon to you.
¿Estás predicando un buen sermón a ti?
No. Do you know what he's telling them?
¿Sabes lo que le estaba diciendo a ellos?
I'm not preaching good sermons.
No estoy predicando.
Do you know what I'm doing to you?
¿Sabe lo que le estoy
I am ministering usted? To you the estoy Spirit of Christ.
Ministrando ustedes el Think Espíritu of that. De Cristo. ¿Piensa usted eso?
I am ministering to you the Spirit
estoy
of God.
Ministrando ustedes el Espíritu de Dios.
How much more glorious is that
¿Qué más glorioso
than
es
what
eso?
Moses had?
Que lo que Moisés tuvo.
Okay, so we go on to the next sentence. You with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
Paul says he was ministering the Spirit of God.
Pablo dice
is
que
there an omega to that alpha?
Hay un omega,
is there an omega to this church age?
Hay un omega a esta iglesia?
Okay, we're submitted.
Sometido,
oh, we're getting hit all kinds of things. Isn't this perfect for this?
Wake up.
So, yeah, in conditions that aren't just perfect, you know. Yeah. Okay. I minister in the Spirit. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness.
¿Cómo no la ministración del Espíritu mejor, más gloriosa por esta es la ministración de condenación que sea gloria?
So what Paul is saying, I minister into you the Spirit of God.
Le estoy ministrando a ustedes el
Espíritu. Isn't that awesome?
Que Pablo dijo, ¿no es eso sublime?
What, how heavy is that?
¿Qué tan pesado
and
es
then he says, what this is, the, when I'm ministering the Spirit of God, I'm ministering the Spirit of right, I'm ministering righteousness to you.
Cuando estoy ministrando a ustedes el Espíritu de Dios, le estoy ministrando a ustedes justicia.
Okay, exceeding glory, okay.
Gloria excelente.
I'm not going to get very far tonight. Okay, one man.
Un hombre.
Here's the thing.
Aquí está la cosa.
I want you to think of this. One man,
hombre,
Moses,
Moisés,
in the presence of the Lord, was proven to be so.
En la presencia del Señor fue probada que fue así.
Proven to be in the presence of the Lord
que estuvo en la presencia
by the light
Señor,
of God emanating from his face.
Por la
true
de
statement?
Dios saliendo de su cara.
This was given to show the people esto that the word he gave them was from God.
Para mostrar a la gente que la palabra que él les dio,
but the effect of that to the people was condemnation.
Pero en efecto de eso, a la gente fue condenación.
Nothing was given that could help them.
Nada les fue dado que podía ayudarles.
Okay, so Paul was sent to the first age, church age to minister Christ to them.
Pablo fue enviado a la primera edad para ministrarle Cristo a ellos.
By two things, manifestation of the Holy Spirit and the word that he preached.
Del Espíritu Santo y manifestación y su palabra.
This is the same as John 17.
Es igual que Juan 17.
God showing what he is and has brings
Dios
God's
no
life
lo que
to them.
Es y trae vida a ellos.
God showing what he is and has
Dios mostrando lo que él es
brings
tiene.
God's life to them.
Trae
so we go on.
So continuo.
Here's Paul again talking about him, what is going on, and in the less than wonderful conditions, okay, in conditions of total mess around him. Seeing then we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech,
usamos una gran simplicidad de palabra,
And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look
que los hijos de Dios no podían mirar
to the end of that which was abolished. What's he saying there? What is the end of that which was abolished? They couldn't see the end of the law.
Okay?
And if they couldn't see the end of the law, they couldn't see Christ.
No podían mirar a Cristo.
But Paul is saying, here I am in my ministry and I'm ministering Christ. Okay? Being veiled, the people were blinded to see the end of the fulfillment of the law of Christ Jesus. But we, seeing his glory, the manifestation of all that he is and has, are changed into that image. And this is the most glorious thing. Okay. Here it is. This is the most... There's so many people that love Romans 8.
Tanta gente que ama Romanos 8.
And I do. Who doesn't? I mean, who doesn't? How could you not?
¿Cómo no podría?
Yeah.
Sí.
We, those who are divinely summoned are
aquellos
coming into the image,
llamando, de venir.
Same image that he might be the firstborn. Okay, why don't they go this?
¿Por qué?
Okay, now the Lord is that Spirit.
Ahora, el Señor es
ese what Spirit? The Spirit that I'm ministering to you from earlier verses. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what?
Y donde el Espíritu del Señor está, ahí hay qué, hay libertad.
But we see that word open face, that's unveiled.
Esa, a cara abierta.
But we with an unveiled face, behold it as a glass.
Mostrada.
Look up that word glass in its mirror.
A un espejo.
Okay. Beholding in a glass, what are we beholding? The glory
mirando
of the Lord.
Mirando en un espejo, ¿qué estamos mirando? La gloria del Señor.
When I go to a window... A glass, I go to see outside.
Voy a una ventana, un vidrio,
when
voy
I
a mirar
go
hacia
into
afuera.
The bathroom, above every vanity, there is a what?
Pero cuando entro al baño, and en cada cosa que ahí hay un qué.
Us who are humans, at least,
humanos, creo.
They put mirrors above vanity so we can see what?
Espejos sobre esto, para podemos mirar qué.
Huh? Okay,
está bien.
But here we are. Pero look at what he's saying.
Fíjese lo que está diciendo.
When we, with an unveiled face,
cuando nosotros,
the Spirit of God working, are looking in a mirror mirando. And I'm not seeing me.
Estoy mirando un espejo y no me estoy mirando yo.
Isn't that awesome?
¿No es eso sublime?
When you look in the mirror, you're seeing the manifestation, the glory of the Lord.
La manifestación, la gloria del Señor.
So when he's saying... There's a ministry going on here, and because I'm ministering Christ to you, come on, you guys, bring this forward, bring this to the opening of the seals, bring us to the Spirit of God, the Spirit of redemption, ministering Christ to us, and he says, I want you to go look in the mirror, but I don't want you to see you. I want you to see me. Okay, isn't that the token message?
¿No es ese mensaje de la señal?
And that's isn't that what he's looking for in the token?
No lo que él está buscando, la señal?
And how many times he says so strongly, you have to be under it, the token has to be over you.
Tiene que la señal
what is the token? It's him.
Es él.
It's his spirit.
Es su espíritu.
It's his character. It's his nature.
Carácter,
it's his word.
Su naturaleza, su palabra,
right?
Correcto.
It's the Holy Ghost.
Es el Espíritu Santo.
It's his presence.
Es su
presencia. He says all of those things.
Él dice todas esas cosas.
Okay, so what is he saying? When I look down, I don't want to see you.
Cuando tú mires,
is that what he's saying in the token?
No te quiero mirar. No es lo que él está diciendo.
I want to... If I'm over you, I want to see me. Here's what's happening.
Sobre,
there it is.
A mí, aquí está.
Beholding is in a mirror the glory of the Lord. I look.
Mirándolo,
how can you even?
En un espejo, ah, Señor.
But
pero,
something's constantly.
Algo constantemente,
Brother Branham's message, the power of transformation,
el poder de transformación, el mensaje del hermano Branham,
is happening.
Está pasando.
Because when you went in last year and you saw the glory of the Lord,
tú fuiste,
you saw something.
Y miraste la gloria,
this year you should see something more.
Esta,
okay. Next year you should see
más.
Something more.
El siguiente año debe
and the more we mature in Christ, the more we see.
Cristo, lo más que miramos. The,
okay. So everybody read verse 18 with me.
Todos leen el 18.
But we all with an open, unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. There
todos
you go.
Con una cara abierta, yeah. Cara mostrada, como mirada en un espejo, la gloria del Señor.
I'm going to quit here in just a minute.
Voy a parar aquí en un minuto.
Now here.
Aquí.
We with unveiled faces are looking in a mirror.
Nosotros con caras no veladas.
What do you normally see in a mirror?
Estamos mirando en un espejo.
Why do you look into a mirror to see yourself? What is Paul saying to us today?
Pero ¿qué es lo que Pablo nos está diciendo hoy?
Okay, we are in an eagle age.
Estamos en una edad
where Jesus Christ has displayed before the whole world.
Cristo Jesús ha sido mostrado delante de todo el mundo.
All that he is and has. Is that the truth?
Tiene. ¿No es esa la verdad?
And we look at ourselves in the mirror of God's word. Do we see us? No. We see his glory. We himself growing in us from glory to glory by his spirit working in us in his word. Now, what was once, here's the thing I want you to think. Go back to Moses and Paul.
Regresa a Moisés y Pablo.
What was once in one man can now come on all of you. Isn't that beautiful?
Paul,
Moses had the glory. His face shone. Who else's face? Nobody's. Okay, what's Paul saying to you? Because I'm ministering Christ to you, when you look in the mirror, you should see Christ. Because I am ministering righteousness and Christ to you, everybody that looks at you will see the same thing. Oh, I got that wrong. There's a little thing on the button that has a line through the middle. That shouldn't be there. I'm sorry. I love this. Musicians, would you come?
From
Christ is the mystery of God revealed. We'll quit here tonight. Okay. And in there, there would be a time come forth when he could express himself in the fullness of his Godhead, deity. Not through a man, through his church. His church have the preeminences in his church. Okay? Would you read that last part out loud with me, everybody? Oh, my. What? Read it out loud. The anointed man, now the anointed people, to bring back the anointed bride and bride. There you go. It's not limited to one man anymore, you guys. And here's the glory of the Lord. There it is. We see in the manifestation of all that he has. Paul, okay, ministering Christ, ministering righteousness, has that effect that on the people that they're becoming him. What is the whole redemption thing that we're becoming him, right? So here is the process. Here is this, you know what we're talking about. There is this is the rapture process. Love it, don't you? What a wonderful day we're living in. He has nothing but encouragement to the body of Christ, to his bride. Okay. Amen. From glory to glory, changing me. His likeness and image to perfect in me. The love of God shown to the world, for he's changing me from earthly things to the heavenly, his likeness and image to perfect in me. Love of God shown to the world. Amen. Servers, would you come and get ready? The elements. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 3, isn't that an awesome chapter? It's so important what we're seeing.
Es tan importante lo que estamos mirando.
Yeah.
Sí.
People that will look at churches will end up with the mark of the beast. That's what he said. But we see Jesus Christ.
Miramos a Jesucristo.
Okay, and that's why it's so important.
Y por eso es tan importante.
I was going to get into the unveiling of God.
Iba a entrar hacia la revelación okay. de Dios, pero...
It's death yes. not to go beyond that curtain now. It's been torn down.
Muerte, no ir a ir más allá de esa
cortina. We must see Jesus Christ.
Tenemos que mirar a Jesucristo.
To be changed into his image, right?
Cambiar hacia su imagen, ¿correcto?
Thank you, Lord. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Father, we're doing that. Remembrance of our Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death, his love, his sacrifice, till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause many are weak, and many are sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Blessed be his holy name. Amen.